Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for that wonderful song tonight, beautiful songs that were sung, Going Home, and of course, the New Jerusalem, speaking of a place that's prepared for you and I. And the great thing about heaven is, again, it's prepared for you and I, but heaven's a prepared place for prepared people. And it's our responsibility to say, Lord, if there's anything in my heart, anything in my life that I've done to hinder, that would hinder our relationship, Heavenly Father, forgive me. And my friend, the very song just sung, that was so beautiful. Thank you guys again so much. That was sung and also signed. And the song that was sung earlier as well, Going Home, will become a reality one day. And that's a wonderful promise that we have. The song that was just sung was sung by the Hoppers, the ones who wrote the song. And you know, Kim, who sings the song, I learned this afternoon, if I read correctly, that her brother, Tony Green, passed away this afternoon with the Greens. And so he is now in that place that's been prepared. I think he has some type of rare pneumonia, some kind of bacterial infection. And again, there was a lot of speculation during the course of the day because he had really declined in his health. But I want to say it was like around 4:30 this afternoon that he passed away. So I know they would definitely need our prayers, but that is Kim's brother. Of the Hoppers. And so, but again, that song that was just sung, he's now walking the streets of gold with Jesus Christ and with others who have gone on before us. But again, thank you guys so much for being here tonight. I greatly appreciate you coming out on this Tuesday evening. I would say the weather's a little bit better tonight than last night, wouldn't you say? Just a little bit better. I could see the ground tonight, you know? But I think round two's coming tomorrow, they say. But we'll enjoy this day of dryness that we've had, or this afternoon we've had. But again, thank you guys for coming out tonight to the house of God. I want to thank my mom and dad for being here as well. Thank them for their support all these years. If you recall, when I was with you guys, I believe 10 years ago, we were discussing that this week. Mom and dad came then, and praise God, they're here again tonight. So, thank them for coming out tonight. And also to my good friends, Scott and Dawn. Appreciate them so very much. Great friends of me and Wendy. And we know them for many, many years as well. They're also a part of our board as well, Brian Rogers Ministries. And again, they are an intricate part of the ministry. And I appreciate them and their leadership and friendship. It means a great deal. So thank you guys for being here tonight. And also Cheryl and Peggy, so good to see them as well for being here tonight, all the way from Marmac, correct? Marmac, big town of Marmac. So good to see you all tonight. Thank you all so much for being here. And also, too, from the Hunter area, attend Fremont Holiness, correct? Yeah, correct, Fremont Holiness. And the Hunter friends, that's right. The Hunter, I'm sorry, Piney Grove. I knew it was a church. I knew it was a church somewhere in North Carolina. If you realize, I go to so many churches. Last week I was Free Will Baptist, I was at St. Mary's last week, and I remember I may mention that about trying to come out, of course, that you all, as far as they had revival last week, you know, at one of the churches, but thank you so much, because I want to say last week, I met your pastor last week there at the revival at St. Mary's. No, that was another church, I'm sorry. It was another Free Will. I better stop, you're right, exactly right. I better stop. Sometimes, I don't know if I'm Baptist, Free Will Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal. I don't know sometimes. Next week, I'll be Free Will Baptist next week, and then I'll be Friends, and then I'll be Methodist. And so it kind of jumps around. But aren't you glad we serve one God? Great day. And there's one church. Praise God. I'm glad about that. That makes it easier for me. Praise the Lord. But thank you all so much for being here tonight. And all those from Northview, thank you for being here. And thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much tonight again. And also Miss Kim, and Sean, and Katie. Thank you guys so much for being here and the invitation to come and be a part these four nights with you all. But God bless you. If you have your Bibles, would you please turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I'm going to hold you for a few minutes this evening. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. a very familiar passage of Scripture, Ephesians 3, verse 20. Like last evening, I ask a rhetorical question. In this room tonight, how many here believe that God, that He desires to bless you and bless you abundantly? Would you lift your hands? You see, He's a giving God. In our prayer just a moment ago, we may mention about how God's a giving God. Everything that God has created has been created to give. The sun gives light and warmth. The clouds give rain. Plants give oxygen. We as His creation give love towards one another. Everything that God has created was created to give. And by the way, let me say once again, thank you for your generosity this evening. I greatly appreciate it. And it goes right towards the work of the Lord. I can promise you that. Right back to a radio, television, our outreach. Thank you so much for that. But everything that God has been created to give. And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, God reminds us in the Scriptures in how He desires to bless us and bless us abundantly. And I'm talking about in every area of our lives. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power," which is the Holy Spirit, "and also our faith in God, according to the power that works or operates in us." Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I can ask and I can think some big things. But God says, "Brian, I go far beyond that." Isaiah tells us that His ways are higher than our ways, His thoughts than our thoughts. For we serve a big God, a God who desires to dispense His blessings into our lives. The reason that we're here tonight is simply by the grace of God, because we serve a giving God. God gives breath. God gives life. God gives joy. God gives peace. You see, He is a giving God. He gives rest to the weary. He gives hope to the hopeless. He gives peace to the troubled mind. He gives joy to the broken heart. He gives food to the hungry, water for the thirsty. And praise God, He gives heaven, as the song said earlier, to the faithful. For we serve a loving, giving God. This evening you're in this room and you say, "Brian, you know, life has been difficult. I've faced certain situations in my life that I did not even see coming." And believe me, all of us face trials and difficulties. We spoke about this last night, that in this world you shall have tribulation, but praise God, "Be of good cheer," Christ says, "for I have overcome the world." And I have to remind myself in how God has brought me through before, and the same God who brought me through before is the same God who will carry me on into the future. For I serve, and we serve, an exceeding abundant God. Thankful tonight for that. I can see in my life, time after time, where God has literally blown my mind. Illustrating, "Brian, this has nothing to do about you. Brian, it's all about me." God opens doors of opportunity. He closes doors for my protection. He illustrates that His hands are upon my life, leading and guiding me every step of the way. And likewise in your life, you can see the fingerprints of God every step of the way, reminding you that it's nothing about you or I, but it's what God desires to accomplish in and through us. Recall what Christ says in John 14:6, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." And once again, the reason why we're here tonight is because we are a blessed people by the grace of Almighty God. The unmerited favor of God, that's the definition of grace. You see, you cannot buy God's grace. You can't earn God's grace. You can't be good enough for God's grace, but it's freely given. Remember, He's an exceeding abundant God. His favor rests in and upon our lives. I like to say it this way. Well, my wife, she has this romance perfume that she puts on. She got it at Christmas time. And great day, when she sprays that stuff on, it smells good. She captures my attention. We could be sitting down at a restaurant somewhere, a nice, highfalutin, sophisticated restaurant like Bojangles, and we're sitting there. And she'll wink at me, and I'll wink back at her. And it illustrates that she has my attention, and I have her attention. I tell people, you can tell those who date and those who are married. When you're dating, you're there, and you're talking, you're conversing, goo-goo, gaga eyes, you know. And when you're married, you just eat. You know what I'm saying? And there's a difference. But God's favor, freely given to us all. Now, if you would turn with me to Luke chapter 5, I want to share something with you before we bring it to a close this evening. Luke chapter 5. You see, even though we serve an exceeding abundant God, I do believe at times we can limit God's blessings in our life, though. Because God does not limit man, but rather man limits God. Do you realize that? Recall what Ephesians 3:20 says, according to the power that works in you. In other words, we have to make the decision, are we going to limit God's blessings in our life? The Bible says in Luke 5, verse 1, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, speaking of Jesus, to hear the word of God, that Christ stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and they saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. And Christ entered into one of the ships, which was Simon, which was Peter's, and Christ prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. And Christ sat down, and he began to teach the people out of the ship. So Christ is sitting down in Simon Peter's boat. They're washing their nets. He's beginning to teach. And verse 4 says, now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, to Peter, he says, here's the instruction, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. Draught means a great catching of fish. He must have been saying to himself, what if I threw all those nets over? Again, those fish were ordained by God to get into those nets. We see later in the scriptures in John, I think chapter 21, I believe, a similar situation. They fished all night long, caught nothing, and they hear a voice on the sidelines, on the bank of the waters. Again, they fished all night long, caught nothing, and they hear a voice, and it says, cast your nets on the right-hand side of the ship. And it's right before dawn, and they can barely see the figure, who that is. And they recognize it's Jesus. And the Bible says they cast their nets on the right-hand side of the boat. They enclosed a great multitude of fish. But Simon said, guys, you take the nets. And the Bible says he jumps out of the boat, and he goes all the way up to the land, all the way up to the bank of the body of water, and there's Jesus. And we see a few verses later that the guys are dragging these nets full of fish up onto the land, and they see Jesus and Peter, and what are they doing? They're having fish and cornbread right there. The question I ask, where did the fish come from? Where did the cornbread come from? You see, Simon Peter understood. He realized from a past experience, hey, I recalled the petition or the request given back in Luke 5. I learned the hard way. Well, guess what? I'm going to go to the very one who is my provider. And he gets there in great day having fish and cornbread. Man. My encouragement to you tonight is this, and to myself, is do not limit God. Allow God to be God and watch Him work in your life and in your situation. Remember, He's an exceeding abundant God. He goes over and beyond tonight. I encourage you, as the Scripture teaches us, to let down your nets for a draught, a great catching of fish. And fish, in other words, provision. And that provision can be money, it could be health, it could be joy, it could be peace. Whatever you need from God tonight, God will and can provide in your life and in your situation. Do you believe that this evening? He's always proven himself faithful. Always has. I'll never forget as I come to a close. I recall when I worked at the Piggly Wiggly years ago. I remember on this one particular day, I was in college. It was the summertime. To be exact, it was in July of 1996. Never forget this. And I remember this particular day, I was taking out groceries. As I was taking out the groceries, I looked down, and in the automatic door of the store, there was some money wadded up. And so I reached down and picked it up, and it was a $100 bill. I mean, that astonished me. So I picked it up, and the policy is this. Now, I'm in college now. When you're in college, you're broke. You know what I'm saying? So the policy is if you find any money, you turn it into the office. They put it in an envelope. They sealed it up, put my name and the date on the envelope. If no one claimed the money within a week's time, well, the money was yours. So I gave the money to the lady at the desk. She sealed it up, put my name and date upon it. Well, the next Saturday, I was working once again, and on this particular day, it was the summertime again, and I was working on the aisle where they have the charcoal and the paper plates, the styrofoam plates and forks and knives and things of that nature, and I was stocking the shelf. I just put up a stack of styrofoam plates, and then over the intercom system, they said, "Brian, please come to the office." I knew what it was. It's time to claim my 100 bucks. So I step up. I was on the ground, like this right here. And I get back up, and I walk towards the front desk. And they said, "Brian, no one's claimed the money. It's yours." And I get the envelope, and I tear it open, and there's that $100 bill. Man, I am rich. I mean, this is awesome. Now, believe me or believe me not, I walk back to the very aisle I was stocking, to the very plates I just put onto the shelf, and there was a brand new $20 bill sitting on top of those plates. I have no idea to this day where it came from. No idea. It was sitting on top of those plates. I then take the $20 bill, and I go up to the front, and I said, "I just found another 20 bucks, you know." And then in a week's time, well, guess what? I was $20 richer. That simple little illustration there, just I want to point out how God can make a way where there appears to be no way. God can do it. Again, he loves impossible situations. That's when he does his greatest work. When we are between a rock and a hard place, that's when God likes it. Now, we don't like that. I'm the first to admit, I don't like that. I wish God would show me how he was going to do what he was going to do, but he doesn't do that. It's on an as-to-need-to-know basis. You know what I'm talking about? But he loves it when we're in difficult situations. In the realm, not that we like the difficulty, but it illustrates his power. Here's Moses, Red Sea before him, huge problem. The Egyptian army behind him, he's between a rock and a hard place. But what did God do? He just rolled back the water, and they walked over on dry land. How about David facing Goliath? This guy was undefeated. This guy here was intimidating. David had his little sling and his stone and took the guy out. God made a way where there appeared to be no way. That's the God we serve tonight. If you find yourself tonight in a similar situation, remember, that's when God shows up. Because fish don't leap into your boat until Jesus Christ shows up. And that's what happened that night. So launch out into the deep. And look down your nets for a draught, a great catching of blessings, and watch what God will do. As we come tonight to our invitational hymn, you may be here this evening, and maybe you don't know Christ as personal Savior, or maybe tonight you're here and you just want to draw closer to Him, or maybe you have some need in your life tonight. And you're thinking to yourself, sitting there, you know, I got a big need. But remind yourself, you have a big God also. And if you need special prayer this evening, if you would like for myself to pray with you, Pastor Gordon to pray with you, or if you just want to come like last evening If you just want to come and kneel and pray, this altar is open for you. This altar is open. Again, a precious promise that we have that when we come to God, when we pray, He listens and He responds to our heart's cry. He tells us all throughout His Word how much He loves us and cares for us. And He tells us, if I gave my Son Jesus to die for your sins, don't you think that I'm going to provide everything that you need for this life? Romans 8:28 tells us all things work together for good. Then Romans 8:29 tells us that I gave you my Son Jesus, and I'll give you much more. I'll give you everything that you need. In other words, He's saying, I'll give you everything that you need to in this current life because I gave you my Son Jesus Christ. And then Romans 8 tells us just a few verses later, if God be for us, who can be against us? That's the God we serve tonight. So this evening, as we come to our invitational hymn, that is page, I believe, 487. If you need special prayer tonight, once again, Pastor Gordon, myself, be glad to pray with you. Whatever you need from God tonight, He is able, more than able, to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that works and operates in you. Tonight, God loves you with an everlasting love. He's working in your life and in your situation. And I'm thankful this evening for the power of God in our lives. I was looking at Romans here. It's Romans 8, verse 32. I want to be exact. It says here, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? So He said here in verse 32, Romans chapter 8, He's saying that He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. How shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? I gave you my Son Jesus for eternal life, the New Jerusalem, going home, we sung earlier. He says, and I'll also give you everything that you need in this life. So as we sing tonight, page 487, if you don't mind, would you stand to your feet? I invite you to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you just want to come and talk to your Heavenly Father again, please come. If you need salvation tonight, I'll be glad to lead you in a simple prayer of saying, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me, purify me, be the Lord of my life. And the Bible says, you shall be saved. Romans tells us this in chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Christ is the Son of God and arose from the dead, and you shall be saved. So tonight as we sing, I invite you to come during this altar call. Page 487. Verse 4. And we've been there 10,000 years, bright shine. Again, it is amazing grace tonight. It's by the grace of God that we're here and that we're going to carry on into the future. 2 Corinthians 12 verses 9 and 10 tells us that when we are weak, then are we strong. Verse 9 says, God's grace is sufficient. I'm thankful tonight for the sufficiency of God's grace in our lives. So as you leave tonight and go back your separate ways, remind yourself of the grace of God. Remember, you cannot earn it, you cannot buy it, you cannot be good enough for it, but it's freely given to us all. Tonight, walk in God's favor in your life. You are a child of the King. If you confess Christ as Lord and Savior, you are a child of the King, and God will go to great lengths to dispense into your life everything that you need. God bless you. Pastor Gordon.
Brian steps to the back. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll be dismissed. Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are gracious, that grace is something that we have not earned, that it is a free gift. We ask that whatever our need is, whether there is one among us who does need salvation, they would be convicted. If there's one among us who is so self-sufficient that they don't need God, that you would open their eyes to the truth. Please help us to follow your will, knowing that you will help us to follow your will. We most humbly ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus.